California lawmakers targeting kids and working classes for mandatory COVID vaccines. Why no such requirement for California's largest in the nation population of welfare recipients and homeless? By Katie Grimes, February 22, 2022. Published by California Globe. Dr. Richard Pan introduces measure to keep schools open and safe, reads the headline on Senator Richard Pan's official Senate website. And then the truth comes next. Bill would close personal exemption loophole for COVID-19 school vaccinations, builds on success of SB 277 law. California lawmakers are also mandating all businesses to require their employees and independent contractors receive the COVID-19 vaccine under legislation announced February 28th by state Democrats. State employees and legislative staffers are required to be vaccinated, even though assembly members are not. If the COVID vaccine is really about saving lives, why isn't the mandate evenly applied? Why are the lawmakers requiring children and the working classes to get vaccinated when no such requirement exists for California's largest in the nation population of welfare recipients and homeless? Welfare recipients and homeless receive government checks. 1 in 3 of the nation's welfare recipients are in California, nearly 4 million that we know of. Why are California's lawmakers and Governor Newsom pushing more COVID vaccines when COVID cases and hospitalizations are dramatically down and the Omicron variant is dissipating? Why, when other states and countries are ending all COVID restrictions and getting back to normal? And why, when doctors report children are not COVID-19 super spreaders, according to study after study? As for mandatory vaccines for school children with no allowable exemptions, we've been down this path with Senator Pan, Democrat Sacramento, and vaccine requirements. In 2015, the California legislature passed, and then Governor Jerry Brown signed, Senator Pan's SB 277, which eliminated all personal and religious exemptions for state-mandated vaccines for California's school children. And also, after then-Assemblyman Pan promised parents he would not eliminate this exemption. January 24, 2022, Senator Dr. Richard Pan introduced the Keep Schools Open and Safe Act to close the personal belief exemption loophole for school-based vaccination requirements for COVID-19, Senator Pan's website says. My legislation will give parents great certainty that their child is unlikely to get seriously sick and their school will stay open during COVID. The Keep Schools Open and Safe Act builds on SB 277. Also sponsored by Dr. Pan, which eliminated the personal belief exemption loophole for all other childhood vaccinations required for public and private school students when it became law in 2015. After passage of SB 277, vaccination rates dramatically increased for childhood diseases such as measles. If the goal is to administer more vaccines, then Senator Pan is on track. Senator Pan receives more contributions from health professionals than from public sector unions, according to Vote Smart. And that doesn't include campaign contributions from pharmaceuticals and health products, health services, and hospitals and nursing homes, Vote Smart reports. Governor Gavin Newsom has announced a statewide school vaccination mandate, but under state law, only the legislature may remove the personal belief exemption, Senator Pan's website says. Regardless of parents' personal or religious beliefs or other children in a family who have been vaccine injured. This goes hand in hand with Senate Bill 866, authored by Senator Scott Wiener, Democrat San Francisco, to allow children 12 years and older to vaccinate without receiving consent from their parents, introduced in the Senate recently. A bill equally unpopular with parents who are concerned that children under 18 are still not legally adults and may not fully understand what a vaccination entails for them. In October, California Governor Gavin Newsom announced a new mandate to require school children to get the COVID-19 vaccine in order to be allowed to attend school. Putting this mandate into perspective, Assemblyman Kevin Kiley replied, "Gavin Newsom just announced a vaccine mandate for K-12 students. Days after opposing one for prison guards. California kids made the mistake of not giving millions to his campaigns." Senator Melissa Melendez weighed in as well. "This is a decision that should have been decided upon by the legislature," not mandated by the governor. It's also a fine example of what modern-day dictatorship looks like. As for who was contributing to Governor Newsom, Assemblyman Kevin Kiley, Republican Granite Bay, unloads. Newsom said at a news conference that teachers' unions won't let him end the mask mandate. At least he no longer tries to hide who's really in charge. Assemblyman Kiley tweeted.